Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The left fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting third. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting fourth. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fifth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Josh Barfield. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fausto Carmona. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Jason Tyner. Batting second. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting 7th. The DH, Jason Kubel. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Brian Buescher. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Baker. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is hit by the pitch. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Sizemore. The throw from Mauer and he is out, Bartlett applying the tag. 1 out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hafner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garko strikes out. 1 out. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nixon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Peralta hits a fly ball into left field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau strikes out. 1 out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kubel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Buescher hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Barfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buescher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carcilla strikes out. One out. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Tyner. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Tyner steals second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Blake is 0-for-1 in the game. Blake hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Bartlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hafner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hafner hits a pop-up towards third. Buescher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morneau for the out. One out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kubel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kubel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Buescher batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Buescher is 0-for-1 in the game. Buescher takes first base on ball 4. Kubel moves to second. Alexi Carcilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carcilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcilla hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Cubel scores. Buescher moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 0 for 1 in the game. Garko hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 1 in the game. Peralta strikes out. 2 outs. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bartlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carmona fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuttier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore strikes out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 0 for 2 in the game. Blake hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Mauer and he is out, Bartlett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morneau is 0 for 2 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops it up and throws to first, with Carmona covering, for the out. 1 out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Cubel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cubel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cubel takes first base on ball 4. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buescher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buescher hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hafner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hafner hits a pop-up towards short. Bartlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carcilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carcilla for the out. One out. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Tyner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tyner takes first base on ball 4. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bartlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tyner moves to second. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mauer is walked intentionally. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Mauer moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Punto now playing third base. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jason Michaels pinch runs for Trot Nixon. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Peralta is 0-for-2 in the game. Peralta bunts towards the mound. Baker catches it and throws to first to double up Michaels. Two outs. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Barfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Michaels now playing right field. Rafael Perez now pitching. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 0-for-3 in the game. Morneau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops it up and throws to first, with Perez covering, for the out. Two outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kubel takes first base on ball 4. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Barfield fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Nathan now pitching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blake is 0 for 3 in the game. Blake hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.